Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your light down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. Love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your light down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no,
na na na.
Oh, let your love come shining in,
na na na,
into our lives again,
na na na.
Saying, ooh, I love you,
I love you, I love you,
and I want you to know right now,
know right now.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite,
right?
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy.
But it seems I was never on time.
Till I
right now.
I wanna give you
yeah,
some
yeah,
right now.
Seven means murder, death, kill, which is what you did to my heart, murder me at will, murder my soul, once whole, now shattered, tattered, like some flimsy ass piece of cloth, broken like a vase. I would like to think I was blind, but I created some image of you in my mind that was fake. 1, 8, 7. The exact amount of poems I have written about you, steady wishing they were true, but still I stand here with this gun in my hand, ready to murder you. But would it bring me any satisfaction? See, it's this reaction you have on your face, that same face that I have given my heart to. But all this time you were nothing but a lie, just waiting for that moment to say goodbye. But you kept coming back, kept digging that knife in my side. I have been bleeding for 187 days. You offer me no alternative, no quick fix. Just leave me here on the floor to die, but you know nothing. My resilience. You surprised to see me standing? Yeah, you broke me. I jumped out of that plane, but I had a safe landing. I rose above the ashes, burned your love letters till they were part of the earth. Your words were a fabrication of your imagination, but somehow now you are at a loss. How quickly you forget your sin. So let me remind you, Ash. Kept leaving. Kept coming back. Seems like you went out and made a whole damn family without me. Turned what we had into a joke. Please, feed me no more lies. I can't swallow them anymore. Just choke. My trust, you broke. Betrayal. The man I have loved is dead to me. In his eyes, I can no longer see. I am not gonna be the one to die. Not today. Because you have just been murdered.
Yeah. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping the holes, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Check. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
Your friend.
We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop Fuck.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me
You got the pump up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
About
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, girl. How you doing? What's up, Murder, she wrote.
Yeah. Was that the song you called that?
That is my jam.
Yo, I know. I know.
Oh, that's all right, girl.
So, you know, Sam was like, can you... since Danielle did your show, I need you to save face by picking up this show. So that's what I did. So I appreciate everybody coming out last minute. And we're just going to do some poetry tonight. What you think?
Oh, let's do this. Let's make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to play this song real quick just for you. And this song is what somebody told me. My poem made me think of this very song. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you, you know, I need your piece too, but I know, you know, I'm giving you some time with this.
Yes, thank you. Please. I'm almost done, but I need a little bit more time. Please.
I know, right? But while I'm doing that, I do want to mention Mama Ola Daisy is, today is her birthday, and it's also Mo Poetry's birthday. So I just wanted to tell those two ladies a very happy birthday. And I'm so we can listen to this song, and I'll be back with my piece for it.
All right.
and see things your way and keep it on the down low. Making love to him, girl, you're silently calling on me. What is a man to do in a situation?
I don't know.
I feel there is something that I don't want to miss.
His heart resides in North Carolina. See, he hides there in her house thinking about getting out. To me, she may fuck him and roll over into the sin they just made. See, he holds her to keep her interested. He needs a place to lay his head, but when he's in my bed, he's home. No longer needs to roam. He's no fool. Nah. He knows I won't run. When he was sentenced, it was me doing the penance. Had me driving down roads that exceeded my speed limit. You said, can't nobody take our sunshine. If that's true, why do I have a covering over my face rendering me blind? I did my time. A decade spent loving him, knowing the truth, but the lies are beautiful when they float out of his mouth. So beautiful, I see the sun setting on my lips. He could see my tongue wetting them. My soul is parched, and you are my only hydration. But waiting for you becomes an Olympic sport, my salvation. My salvation is your absence. See, it seems like I dodged a 9mm bullet, flew right past my ears. My life saved, although shortened by years, from the fear, not the fear of dying, but the fear of losing you. So I believe the stories you tell, but inside I want to yell. I want to scream so loud, but I open my mouth and nothing comes out, just dead air, silence. I can hear his heartbeat, his instrument. He plays it so well. His music is so full of rhythm, and his lyrics open my eyes. My eyes give you a glimpse into my soul, but I can't give you my mind, because at the end of the day, you are hers, not mine. What's that? What's that, Danielle?
Girl, kind of. Ooh, goodness gracious. You just giving it to us tonight, huh? Okay. All right. You gave me enough time to tweak my piece. I still don't have a title for you. Know I'm the queen of untitled pieces.
Before you do your piece, apparently, Vlog Talk does not like me today. If y'all can hear, it sounds like I got like a tsunami outside my door. So, I just want to welcome y'all back to Pop Up Poetry on Epiphany, the Four Real Entertainment Network. I want to thank Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for giving us the opportunity to be here. So it's just Pop Up Poetry. So I just want to know what music, like, inspires you, what song inspired you to write whatever piece that you came with tonight, if there is one.
Girl, it's any song that I'm listening to at the time that I start writing. I don't have a particular song. Music is in my DNA. It's any song, and it could be any given time. I mean, anywhere. I mean, all genres. I slide into, and they affect me. And that's the best I can give you, honey, because I don't, like I said, I just don't have one particular song. They all hit me a different way and inspire me to start writing.
See, that's why we get along so well, because you like everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. And your poetry is the same. You know, your poetry is the same way. You can come with some, like, soulful, erotic, and then still come back with some conscious, like something just made you mad, or, you know, and then bring it all the way back. So that's what I love about you. So I cannot wait to hear your piece that you brought to us tonight.
All right. I hope I can get through this. This was a quickie. I was trying to tweak it. Now we tweak our pieces. All right.
Good. All right.
This is untitled, like I said. I made myself clear to him when I told him that I was starting to fall for him. I said, tell me you can't see our bodies intertwined when you close your eyes and across your mind. And I'll know you don't want this. Tell me you don't feel my moans of pleasure carried by the waves of ecstasy, and I'll leave. I've been the only one in love in a relationship too many times before, so there's only so much of my energy that I'll let escape and give away to nothing. but tell me now, still have some hold on my heart. I don't think he understood, because even though he knew that I was afraid of the dark, he took my heart and left anyway. And now I'm frozen and afraid to move forward, not knowing if my next step will be just a stumble of another fall into more broken and shattered or into light. Now that he's gone, I can't gather parts of me, and these hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision, lost in my own thoughts of false understanding, trying to capture a straight thought for something in the truth to make sense to me. Sun's rays to appear and warm my heart every morning I wake, but I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us laid themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but sincere. Make it make sense, the echoes of recrimination that made us disappear. Rest at peace.
God, that is so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
There was a line, and I know I mentioned it in the event page for you, so don't shoot me if I didn't write it exactly how you said it. But you said something about walking in, or stumbling. You said stumbling into the shattered glass. What was the rest of that line?
Wait a minute. Okay. Not knowing if my next step will be just a stumble of another fall into more broken and shattered, or into light.
Okay. I loved that line. That was my favorite line of the whole poem.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being first up tonight on our pop-up poetry night, and thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Wait. You ain't getting out of here that easy. What you got coming up?
Oh, man. I don't know yet as far as, all right, let me start from Saturday to Saturday. Just coming up first. Saturday night, me, myself, and Stan the Man Phillips, we host Poetic Therapy. And that is open mic all the time. And that's at 9 p.m. here on Epiphany. Then Monday night, I co-host with For Real, the poet, Essentially Janine, and Poetic on the Neo Soul Cafe. That's on Monday nights at 9. Wednesday night, oh, let me go back. Now, we do this segment on there called Pick Up Your Pen, and that's usually the second half of the show where we are given a phrase or phrases, and we are given a specific amount of time within a song played to write a piece about them with those phrases in it or that phrase in it. Now, Wednesday night at 9, myself and my sexy diva, Ms. VIP, we host the Love Zone. It's in the air, as usual, and I'm not sure if she's going to be here, so I may need to call in a reinforcement to co-host with me. I'm going to talk about that later on inbox. But that is Wednesday night at 9. That'll work. We're going to work something out. We're going to definitely work something out. That's what's up. Definitely. And that's it, pretty much, what I got going on in Epiphany World. Or as Mojave says, Epiphany Universe.
Epiphany Universe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well,
One more thing. Wait. Can I shout out my baby boy? It's his birthday today, too. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Jordan. I love you, baby. Hope you had a great day. Can you hear me, Murder?